Little before 11 a.m. in the Southland, it is Travis and Sliwa, our tournament tip-off party live from Yamava Resort and Casino, the 909 Sports Bar. Fellas, how much, Trav, have you taken down just in the first hour here?
Had a slice of breakfast pizza.
Okay.
I've had three little mini egg rolls.
Okay.
I have had...
You had a Philly cheesesteak, a full one. A full Philly cheesesteak.
I've not had the opportunity to have the Philly cheesesteak yet. Yeah, so that's it. Three mini egg rolls and a slice of pizza and a cup of coffee.
It's not a bad start to the day.
It's a great start to the day. And by the way, they keep bringing more.
Oh, that's the beauty.
It's always hot. It's always right, piping hot out of the fryer.
Looks great.
Looks good. That dipping sauce is hard.
There's 1,000 TVs in front of us, so come on out. Join us. Watch all the madness today as the Big Dance gets underway and spend the day with us. Press the Flesh. Mason Ireland will be here at 1 p.m. Sedano and Cap at 4 p.m. And a big Cappy listener, Tommy from San Diego, showed up. He's here early to get warmed up for Cappy. He's got a Sedano and Cap t-shirt on.
And
he's
a
got a hat that says L.A. Cap.
Wow.
Well, we're going to have to be sure Cappy can't wait to get up here. So come on out. It's going to be a fun day all the way until 7 p.m. And after 7 p.m., because Corporate Greg, a lot of us will be hanging out for the UCLA game. I'll be with my USC hat rooting against UCLA, but it'll be fun. Right? Right, Slee?
I like that.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't want – he's chosen a path. USC is his team.
Well,
so he's
going to
go
Johnson.
Against UCLA.
You know, the Keyshawn bond is strong, my friend.
Yeah.
I didn't work with anybody from UCLA.
Oh, Berg. That can't
be. Yeah, Greg Bergman.
And Ireland.
Like I said, I didn't work for them. Travis, it's me. Well, you're Thursday right now.
Emily, how you feeling? 10-point lead for the Hoos.
So what I said to DeAndre is I want to treat this like a no-hitter. We're not going to talk about it.
We've already been talking about it.
No, I know. I'm feeling a little better.
Okay.
You know, clearly coming out of the halftime, they, you know, maybe Tony Bennett had a rousing speech. Maybe Kihei Clark, who was on the national championship team, was like,
you
hey, guys.
You made that guy up, didn't you?
No, I did it. Okay.
How would anyone know, by the way?
You can look it up, I guess. But Kihei Clark probably.
Mike White's been amazing today.
You know, he's been there before. He's gotten them through all this tough times. So maybe he had a rousing speech. But I'm feeling a little better. I have my Philly cheesesteak. I had some waffle fries. So I can't say no to this food. It looks so good.
Bridges' short game is not bad, but I just wish he was a little bit better from the three.
What's the number for your squad when you're like, okay, I feel pretty good about this in college?
Okay, so this is actually, that's a great question. San Diego State last year in the tournament had like a 8-point lead and maybe 5 minutes to go, something like that. They lost that game.
Sure.
And they lost that game because with 5 minutes left, they decided, let's not take another shot. Let's not play any
four
offense.
Corners.
Yep. They just basically, let's just run out the clock,
keep
even
away.
Though there's a shot clock. So I would say it's more how much time is left in the game. I think you need about 2 minutes, and I got to be up about 10 to feel like, okay. Hey,
I don't feel comfortable until 40. Like, everything else is tough.
The number, I think, honestly, if you're up in a college game, right, in a college game, if you get up by 20 points, you can feel pretty good about it. Even if it's in the first half, you got a 20-point lead, you're going to feel okay. If you're up by 15 with 5 minutes to go or so, you're in a pretty good spot. I think 10 with about two is a pretty good spot. It does kind of move along the way because nobody's good enough to just get smoking hot.
The free throws, right? So you get into double bonus, and guys are missing free throws because they're all 60% free throw shooters at best. So you could keep the game going, so that's a little bit
too. And the great part of that last 2 minutes only takes like 45 to actually play 100%. Out in real time. That's always a really good deal. Let's take a quick phone call here. Let's go to Ryan in San Diego. Ryan, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, I'm just piggybacking on. I totally agree with this. I mean, it's so frustrating as a Laker fan out here. If he's healthy, we got to play. We started the season what 2-10, and now we could miss the playoffs. And you know, it bothers me too because the game before when they're playing the Pelicans, right? AD is in there almost.
He was amazing.
And they're up 35 points. And I'm going, what are you doing? Like, take him out of the game. Like, don't play him the rest of the game. Then you can start him the next day. Like I some of the things that are going on, it's like they could miss the playoffs and he's healthy. Like, you know, help me out here. You know, it doesn't make any sense coming from the championship season when they won. It was all about for Kobe. You know, because Kobe passed. You know, rest in peace. You guys still there?
Yeah, we got you.
And it's just I don't know. It's like tuning in to watch these guys. You know. Embiid wants a championship. Giannis is carrying his squad. And if Davis is healthy, he's got to play. He's got to play. And, you know,
well,
it's,
Ryan,
it's
I want to go back to something that you said a second ago, because I think that's the word that I've landed on Slee. He repeated it at a caller that we had before the last break, I think repeated it. It's just the sense of frustration that sets in.
I get it.
If this went, what did he have when he missed the bunch of weeks in a row? It was a foot thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
a stress reaction.
If it were just that and he was hurt and he can't go, that's one of those, okay, he's unavailable. But he's not unavailable. Yeah. He had played the night before. He's going to play tomorrow. And this is the point where the frustration just starts to boil over and get to the point where there's an illogical message being sent out there that you watched him play the night before where he was amazing. Mm-hmm. You know that he's the difference between them winning or losing that game last night. We got 12 games left in the schedule. He's the best player you have on your team right now while LeBron's getting healthy. And just knowing that he could but didn't is really frustrating. I don't think there's a better word for it other than you just want to bang your head on the desk, because with him, they win that game last night.
They got away with one 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, he didn't play in a back-to-back. And it's not that this wasn't a conversation, but it was less of a conversation because they beat the Thunder.
Right.
And this was kind of setting up going into yesterday. It's like, all right, they beat the Pelicans. They got a chance to move even more ground with this game against the Rockets. Houston has – they're in the Wembanyama business, and they're in a great position. They'll have 14% odds like the Spurs and I think the Pistons. So it doesn't matter what happens to the Rockets the rest of the way. They're an awful team. And – you're trying to kind of look at this team and you're saying to yourself, all right, well, if they just somehow find a way to win this game and just walk away, okay, the noise will be a little quiet.
You're right.
But it didn't happen, and they did lose to the Rockets, and they did have 16 wins coming in, and AD didn't play. And you're right. If AD played 20 minutes yesterday, I'm just saying, Lakers are going to win that game. Mo Bamba's not there either, so they didn't have any center. They gave him 78 points in the – of course, that doesn't happen with Anthony Davis. Of course, right. That doesn't happen. So I get the frustration. I wish I had – this is one of the different types of conversations where it's not, Trav, okay, yeah, AD missed free throws, or the Lakers didn't execute this.
That's just basketball
stuff.
That's
just basketball. This is a different type of conversation. I wish I could say something that – I think every Laker fan feels the same way, but I don't think anybody has a solution to it. So that's a little bit of the, I guess, part of the frustration
as well.
That's
a good point, because I think that, and maybe time will take care of some of this stuff, which is if this is just what it is, that if we're in a similar situation next year, right, where all of a sudden he just doesn't play in back-to-backs, that he plays his 50 games a year and this is just what it is, we'll just come to understand that this is what it is. But I think that the championship is still close enough in the rearview mirror that you're hoping to get back to that.
Yeah.
And this season is so peculiar in the sense that you've got five or six teams that are bunched together, maybe even more than that, maybe like six or seven, that are bunched together within a game or two.
Yep.
That a game or two could make all the difference in the world, so the frustration just becomes untenable. That a year from now, maybe it's like, look, this is what it is, and, you know, hope LeBron gets back soon enough, or I hope LeBron doesn't get hurt again, but the Anthony Davis portion of the equation will always be this. I want to just kind of accept it for what it is, but I just emotionally am not there yet. It's just deeply frustrating to have an impactful, difference-making player be told that he's 100% pain-free and watch him not play.
All right,
it's
so
really hard.
If I'm going to try to find a glass half full here, they got one more back-to-back left. It's in April, so it's about 2.5 weeks away, something like that, April 4th, April 5th.
Right.
We'll see where the Lakers are from there. They still have a chance. If you close out this week, I had mentioned this before the week started. You got four games this week. Can you go 3-1? You got Dallas on Friday. You got Orlando coming up on Sunday. If they're not back at 500 by the time we start next week, I'd be worried about the Lakers' positioning. If they go 3-1 on the week and you don't have that back-to-back coming up until all the way that first week of April, you're looking at probably AD missing at least one more game the rest of the
also
way.
Also out. So say they're really trying to compete at that April back-to-back.
Yep.
Do you think that they changed their mind saying,
great question,
we need to win this game in order to either get out of the play-in, get into
Utah
the play-in?
Utah Clippers.
Yeah. Do you do that?
I'll tell you why I would assume they stay with the same game plan. Because they've said, and this was...
Even if it cost them the playoffs.
But the whole idea and the concept of doing this is because his health is more important than whatever happens on the floor. That's the concept of 2 weeks ago. So unless, like, I would have understood if they said, When we first brought him back, this was the game plan. But everything's fluid. It changes. So he's feeling good. He doesn't have any issues. You know what? That game against Houston, we're actually going to let – he's going to be on a minutes restriction, or he's going to – something along those lines, right?
Like much easier to swallow.
If it was something along those lines. But based on what they've done in – the game 2 weeks ago was important against the Thunder. The game yesterday was important against the Rockets. You don't think these games are going to be important in April, at April 4th, April 5th? But if they just go on the same theme as that they have, then I would assume then he continues not to play in back-to-backs the rest of the year.
That will be unbelievable to watch.
But wouldn't you assume it? Because that's the theme.
I don't know.
But to cost you the playoffs.
To Emily's
but
point,
to cost you the playoffs could have been yesterday.
It could have been. And that's why watching yesterday was so incredibly frustrating, because you're right. The Lakers could be out of the playoff picture because of one game, and that one game could have been last night. We just don't know. It's got to play out.
Or they could be on a road game in a play-in tourney, and they lose that game, but they would have had home court.
For sure. Yeah. All of those scenarios. But to her point, it's like, okay, how many would they have left at that point? They would have two games remaining after the back-to-backs, right?
Yep. They go Tuesday, Wednesday, and then or the fourth and the fifth, they have a seventh
You're in 11th place. You're one game out of the spot, and you're going into that game, and you know, every game is crucially important.
Yep.
And if we miss it, or if he gets hurt or whatever, again, and that's what your fear is, that he re-aggravates the injury in a back-to-back, then you're going to miss the playoffs anyway. Right? At some point, you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound. We got to go for it at this point. And now, if they're inside the line by a game, I think you're probably right. It's, hey, let's just – and maybe LeBron's back by there. So there's some variables, but
factors
I think your question is a great one. I think the question of do circumstances dictate that as we get even deeper into the season. But I think if I had to predict and guess – I think you're probably right. I don't agree with it, but I think that's what they'll do, because this is what we do.
I was going to say, okay, I'm assuming it's going to be the same thing, because it's been these games have been also so critical, and he has not been there, that the difference of one game could come down to that Rockets game. So I'm just going to assume they're going to do the same thing the rest of the way through.
Let's try another call here. Let's go to Santa Monica and Daniel. Daniel, you're on with Travis Lee.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, Travis, I totally understand the frustration, but I actually do think that, you know, 100% pain-free doesn't mean 100% healthy. And I think that those two things are different. And I think that the reason why he's pain-free is because I think we're managing the condition well. And I think based on the type of injury he has, I think the acute management phase is like 3 to 5 months. So he's still in that phase. And I think that I think Laker fans just got to chill a little bit. I think we're definitely going to make the play-in, and it's good that we'll have him because we're managing it now with, like, that big-picture mindset. I don't know if that makes any more sense to you, but I just think it's a good thing that they're managing it. It's frustrating to lose to the Rockets for sure, but I think that it means that our organization is kind of protecting the stars and, you know, making sure that he's good to go for the big picture.
Okay, I hear you, Daniel, and I understand what you're saying. I just don't buy it, and here's why. Because you're saying, you know, it's time to chill. There is no time. We're at the end of the line. They got 12 games left, and right now they are on the absolute edge of being in. Okay, there is not enough time to say, let this play out. We're really short on time, so that's number one. The other part of this is, and I'll go back to one of the first things you said on this is, look, they're managing it, and if his health is the most important thing, what I'm hearing is his health is more important than getting in. And if that's what it is, then that's fine. If that's what the end game is we would rather make sure that we'd rather eliminate every possible risk and not have him play in back-to-backs so he is as healthy as possible if we get into the playoffs, but we might not. Or, look, we got to make sure we get in. Like, that's the question, that we're willing to miss it to manage his minutes, hopefully that we get in anyway, or we might miss it because he doesn't play. I'm not saying there's no good option there. They're both bad options. The bad option is putting his health at risk. That's a terrible option. Missing the playoffs, you were saying, I don't know, a couple of months ago, Al, where, look, you have to get in. You have to get in. You have to get in. They might not get in. They're right on the edge right now, and Anthony Davis could be the difference between them getting in and not.
So I'll just say I think their game plan is their game plan, and that game plan was there a month ago, and their game plan, they're just going to continue. They're not allowing what the results or the standings are to say, well, we thought this, but because we can gain ground on the Minnesota Timberwolves, he's got to play. I just think that's their game plan, right? That they're not making it based off of where you are in the standings. They're making it based off of this is our game plan for somebody's health that we want to see there long term.
One of the best players in the world is playing in games that matter for the first time in his life, and he seems to enjoy it. That's coming up next. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. The tournament tip-off party is underway. Yamaval Resort and Casino, the 909 Sports Bar. What's going on?
Did you hear what he just said?
I didn't awesome. Hear what
they
he just
brought out calzone.
Calzone.
Oh, yeah. More calzones for the table. For the
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now put
the
it on
food
the
hasn't stopped,
put
and neither has Travis.
Gosh, look at that thing.
What a spread so far at the Yamaval Resort.
Save me the middle slice of that thing. It's like the filet of the calzone. It's like
the tenderloin. Our boss, the great Amanda Brown, is bottling the calzones to the camera.
She comes out. Hey, take a look.
That middle slice, it's not quite as crusty as the ends. You want it's like the tenderloin of the it's the filet mignon of a calzone.
Meanwhile, madness update. Producer Emily's team, the 4-seed Virginia, is pulling away. They were pulling away for a moment, but it's tightened back
up. Tightened up a little.
7-point lead over the 13-seed Furman in Orlando, the South region.
Oh, again, the more we talk about it, the more the lead goes away.
Oh, that's a foul. It's going to go the other way the whole way.
Meanwhile, the 8-9, Maryland and West Virginia is battling. They're tied. Oh, no, they aren't tied. West Virginia up by 3. And we got Utah State, Mizzou, and Howard, the 1-seed against the 1-seed Kansas. How great would it be for Rock Sock Jayhawk to lose?
Okay.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Rock Chalk.
This would be good for Emily because then UVA won't be the only 1-seed to lose ever because, you know, look at that little stain off.
Thanks to Iowa.
You're really carrying that heavy, Emily. That number one.
The
defeat.
Funny thing is
really
nobody
sucks.
Remembers.
No, I know.
Nobody
I know.
Remembers.
Actually, plenty of people remember.
I hate that.
But
Jayhawks.
I'm saying, like, unless you're a Virginia fan, I don't think most
people. At my old job, they used to tease me about it all the time. So maybe it's just here people don't remember.
Oh, that's an awful call. Furman get called for a. defensive foul. I just disagree.
Thanks
disagree.
To Iowans for our,
I just disagree.
Our madness update. Iowans happy hours weekdays 3 to 6 p.m.
That's it. That's all I had. Just a defensive foul. I disagree with it.
There's that calzone.
What
still,
is this?
Still
call
there.
This? Let them play.
Just saying.
You know what's in the calzones?
I don't play blue.
What's that?
What's in the calzones?
I think I saw a little pepperoni poking out of there.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, is it a pepperoni poker?
It's definitely a pepperoni.
Plus, corporate Greg just walked up here. He goes, "Hey, Chris, you doing factor cap?"
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm like, "No, you can do it if you want." Well, if you're doing it, it's cool. But I'd like to get factor
who's
cap.
Who's doing it? You or him?
I'm like, "Well, you can come up here and do factor cap. That's coming up in about 15 minutes." I think corporate Greg's pumped up to do factor cap.
He does it with us most days.
Yeah, it's that's like his
except Tuesdays or today, Thursday.
No,
but
true.
I'm going to be nice and let him do factor all cap. Right.
Okay. Well,
Travis and Slee will continues right now.
Thank you. Slee, quick tournament question.
Okay.
When your squad
is
in it like they are this year, do you root for the other teams from your conference?
Yeah, I do.
So you want Utah State's playing right now against Missouri. They're down by 5 with about 4.5 minutes to go.
I'll tell you why. And this is I think similar. I actually do it for the Pac-12 as well in general. And I don't have a team in the Pac-12. But I like when the Pac-12 is good. I like when the Pac-12 is well represented.
Yep.
I like when it's West Coast teams. But for the Mountain West, use as an example, every year there's a conversation. Pac-12 runs into this as well. It's like, oh, no, the conference was pretty good. And then they get in the tournament, and they went 0-4, and it's over. So I think I do it because you want to try to value your team more.
You're kind of in the middle because you get multiple teams in the tournament each year. The Mountain West puts 3 or 4 in most year. Emily, you come from the ACC.
You get 38 teams in.
Where the whole conference, not this year, it's a different, but typically Duke's in, Carolina's in, NC State's in, Virginia's in. Like the whole darn league goes in most years. Do you root for those other teams, or because you always have a million teams in, you only root for your squad?
I root for everybody but Duke. So everybody but
even
Duke.
Carolina?
Even Carolina. I can like last year I was excited to see them get to the championship game, but yeah, everybody but Duke.
Because Duke just wins too much?
Duke wins too much. I just have so much bad blood. Also, I have 8 relatives that went to Duke. And so they always text me and talk smack whenever Duke wins, and it's that kind of thing that adds to it. So if I had more UNC friends, it might be different.
In my universe, in the Big West,
it's different in all the pro sports.
It's
pro sports, it doesn't matter
totally
at all.
Different. Yeah. No, but in the Big West, it's a one-bid league. So if Santa Barbara doesn't go, I'll root for Irvine. If it's not Irvine, I'll root for Long Beach State. I'll root for Fullerton because I just want our conference to get, especially when it comes to college baseball, where sometimes we'll get a second or third team in there.
Get a little recognition, see some success. Yeah.
I'll even root for Fullerton in baseball, and they're actually, well, they used to be. Not
when did you graduate from Furman?
Well, we'll see. If they can shave off these 6 points, it's getting closer.
Actually, closer than I thought it'd be.
Well, sure.
I'm sorry. I'm busy. I'm doing work, I can't.
Our apologies.
Right. All right. Team USA wins last night, 3-2. They beat Colombia. They go through to the quarterfinals where they'll take on Venezuela. Venezuela went 4-0 in the toughest pool in the whole tournament. Okay, they beat Puerto Rico. They beat the DR. They went 4-0 in their half of the draw.
Okay.
So that's who the Americans get because they finish as the runner-up in their pool because they lost to Mexico. Mexico, U.S., both 3-1. Mexico gets the tiebreaker because they won the head-to-head.
Got it.
So Mexico plays Puerto Rico. The United States goes through because Mike Trout was awesome last night. Mike Trout drove in all 3 runs, and every time he came up, it's like he's going to do – and you could see he's not a brand-new guy anymore. Obviously, when his first time he was in the playoffs a million years ago, the only time he was in the playoffs, they got swept. I think he was 1-for-12 in the series, did not play particularly well.
Which is not out of the ordinary, right? It's like you're just tasting the playoffs for the first time.
And 1-for-12 in baseball, that's a bad 2 games. It's nothing, right? It's just it's an incredibly small sample size.
Yeah.
But you could tell, like, he is Mike Trout. He's the best player in the world, not named Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. He's fully comfortable with who he is and what he brings to the table. Like, the reason we have all of these American superstars in this team is because Mike Trout agreed to play. And they've all said it, that the reason that all of
that's
these other
– That's the top domino.
If Trout's playing, yeah, I'll play. I want to play with Mike Trout. I want to go do these things with him in this tournament. And he's thriving. He had a quote that I thought was really interesting. He said, I talked to Adam Wainwright about this during the Canada game. This is the funnest experience I've had on a baseball field, to represent your country. It's been a blast. Obviously, there's risk involved, but you're still playing baseball in spring training. For me, being part of this atmosphere, it's special. It means a lot to me. I knew it was going to be a fun time. I never knew it was going to be this fun. Okay, obviously, you got USA on your chest. It takes on a different meaning. I understand that, right? Wherever you're from, you put your colors.
I think this is deeper.
You put your colors.
I get what you're saying.
Mike Trout hasn't played a meaningful baseball game in 10 years. Mike Trout is playing meaningful baseball games for the first time in a decade. From the first time he was in this, he was, this guy as good as he looks? To now, he's one of the greatest players of all time. It's been he's had a career in those 10 or 12 years, right? I can't help but wonder. I heard that, and the first thing that went through my mind was, I can't believe the Angels pissed away 10 years of this guy's career by not being able to build a winner around him. That is an unforgivable mistake. I get it. You're not going to go every year. Nobody's the Dodgers.
Yeah.
None? In 10 years? The Rays go. The A's go. Everybody goes. The Twins go. The Mariners go. The Angels couldn't go with Mike Trout in 10 years? That's the first thing that went through my mind, that they couldn't find a way to give this guy what he just described. Mm. The second part is, if I'm Mike Trout and I'm in there and I'm looking at a full ballpark and I'm looking at these teams and I'm playing for something, why the hell wouldn't you want to leave? Why the hell wouldn't you want to go experience that or give yourself a chance to experience that? Play for the Yankees, play for the Phillies, play for the Dodgers, play for one of those teams, the Atlanta Braves, one of these teams that you, the San Diego Padres all of a sudden, where you have a really good chance of being in there and saying, you know what, I had almost forgotten what this feels like. I got to get the hell out of here.
So I hear everything you're saying, and I'm happy to blame the Angels. I'm happy to say that organization is an awful organization. I think what sticks out to me most is when Ohtani came out and started being vocal about the situation in Anaheim, right? It didn't take him very long to be like, yeah, this sucks. Guys, I want to play some meaningful games.
Took 3 years.
Can we have a game starting in August where we're playing for something? And immediately when that happened, I remember you saying, Where's that quote from Trout? As much as I'm with you, you only get an opportunity. It's the equivalent of, you know, name me one of your favorite NFL quarterbacks, and every single year he doesn't have a chance to play in January. Mm-hmm. Name me one of your favorite NBA players, and you're like, I've never seen him in a playoff series.
It would be like if Giannis couldn't even get into the eighth seed.
Yes.
That's what this is.
And Giannis also being okay with it, at least in front of the camera, in front of mics, being okay with it. Mike Trout, those quotes, you're right. He's playing in something in March that for the first time in how many years he's saying to himself, oh, my gosh, these games matter. Wow, look at the crowd. Look at this. It could say USA.
And he's performing.
It could say USA. And they need him to perform, right? It could say USA on his chest. That's all great and dandy. But the reality is this is – I'm not saying it has nothing to do with the USA. It has to do with he's playing in meaningful games, and it just happens to be in this WBC. It is that – that is very, very unfortunate that one of the greatest to ever do it has not had year after year where you're saying, wow, we get to see this dude again in the playoffs. Or remember when he did this in the postseason.
This isn't a great analogy, but it's almost sometimes you forget how good something is, right? Maybe you stop going to a restaurant for whatever reason, or you get out of shape, and you forget how good it feels to be in shape, and then you get a little taste, you're like, oh, my gosh, I forgot how good this is. That he has not been in this environment in such a long time. I wonder if this isn't that smelling salt or whatever, the bucket of water over the head where you just go, I have to do this again. Because, look, Mike Trout's not a young man anymore, right? He's not an old guy, but he's not a young guy anymore. This is not the beginning of a career. He's in the middle to the end of his career. And wanting to play in those games, I would imagine, is incredibly important to him. Wanting to be a part of this is incredibly important to him. And the Angels have had the better part of a decade, more than a decade, to get it right, and they haven't. I would be like, guys, look, I know Otani's leaving. By the way, when you start taking those calls, throw my name in there too, because I have to be a part of this, and you've proven you can't do it for me.
Well, you're failing to realize that Artie has everything under control. He's good. Everything's good. Everything's going according to plan.
Emily, you all right?
What's going on?
I have no idea.
It's a madness update. The 13th seed
has tied it up
with the 4th seed. Vernon and Virginia. 5 minutes left in Orlando, the South region.
Chris, update, please.
It is 56-54. Vernon takes its first lead of the game.
The Purple People Eaters are feeling
that's great.
Feeling it right
now. So, have you ever met a purple people eater?
I went to Furman my first 2 years, my undergrad.
Yeah.
This is what makes this fun. Sorry, Emily, but this is kind of fun.
But by the way, what happened? They were just up 10.
Not anymore.
It's college basketball. This is why we call it the madness, Lee.
They went on a cold streak. They kept on missing shots. They haven't been able to make threes all games. That's kind of what's happening. Isaac McNeely out there. He's making shots.
The 5 minutes to go, 56-54. Furman, the 13 against UVA, the 4. And we might get our first upset very, very early in the tournament, and it might impact the Trav and Sleeve. So if you need a minute to just go walk around Yamava here, Em, to kind of shake it off for a minute or two,
okay.
Take a lap.
I have no idea why I would be so upset.
Did you use Shake It Off on purpose as a Taylor Swift reference, or was that random?
That was it. Chris. Oh, okay.
Random, because that's how beautiful her writing is. It just rolls off the tongue. You know, it's almost time for Factor Cap. You want to go there?
No, I really kind of want you to break this down. As you like, give me 30 seconds on your emotional state right now.
It's more inevitable because, again, these are things that they disappoint us all the time. 3 years ago, they lost. I had a really bad feeling this whole week. I had a really bad feeling on the way in. And I was trying to convince myself that it's just me being.
I think that had more to do with the show.
No, I don't think so. I just have had this whole feeling around it. So
your baseball team's good.
Meanwhile,
they're always good.
Real quick, the 16 seed Howard just took the lead on Kansas. It's early still.
Let's focus on that.
27-26.
They've got a 3-point lead now.
Take down those stinking 54. Jayhawks.
Purple People Eaters 57, the Hoos 54. Under 5 minutes to go.
Look at this
in the
setup.
South region. Pretty good.
Come on out,
Emily. You gonna be able to get through Factor Cap?
I'll be fine.
All right. Factor
and Cap. Corporate Greg wants to be part of it.
Corporate Greg may or may not be a part of Factor Cap. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee live from Yamava Resort and Casino on 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Em.
How you doing, Em?
Hey, Em. What's going on?
I'm doing super great.
Do you want a quick madness update, though?
I don't.
I think that's your job, Chris.
Maryland, the 13th seed. Virginia, 66-63.
The 13th seed, Furman, is up by three. over the four seed, UVA.
Yeah.
4 minutes and 24 seconds left.
Yeah,
and second half.
And Reese Beekman has a nose issue because got hit in the face, so it's fun. Hey, but you know what? Taylor Swift is releasing four songs tonight at midnight. So, you know, there are silver linings.
Is that midnight our time or is that Eastern, Sam?
It's midnight Eastern. So
at 9 o'clock, you'll have a nice, soothing, calm moment when you get your music.
Exactly. I can just get everything.
30 songs?
Yeah, but these are four unreleased songs
for
other albums.
To say, Greg.
It's going to be great. Don't poo-poo on this, please.
I'm not. Right. I'm just asking.
You're on the edge. You're standing closest to her.
I'm just going to step over here. Hold on.
Very careful about how you poke that
okay.
right now.
I was going to leave and let Corporate Gray just do fact, but I'm going to stay to continue the madness updates every few moments.
Okay, so I don't even know how to get into this question. sorry, I can't even think. So the other day, I got in trouble. People were looking at me weird. I was backing into a spot at the Silver Lake Trader Joe's because the Silver Lake Trader Joe's is notoriously really difficult to get out of. It's a really tough parking lot. And so
they basically don't have a parking lot.
Yeah,
they have nine spots.
It's pretty annoying.
There's 1,000 people every 30
minutes.
No one
goes to Trader Joe's.
They do that on purpose.
900 people in the store.
So backing into spots is obnoxious. Travis, factor cap.
Oh, cap. You've stumbled into one of my – I back into the spot. If it's at all possible – I back into my parking spot. It is my I back into my driveway at home. I back into every pod because it's the easiest way out. That especially if you're in a crowded spot, like you go to a Dodger game and you're nosed in, you're never getting out because you can't back into that flow of traffic. If you're nosed out, you can just kind of bully your way back into the traffic line. So you have to back in. That is a hard cap for me.
Al?
All right, it's fact for me, but for one reason and one reason only. I have no problem backing in. I'm with you. You're kind of like a step ahead. Well, when I leave, I got to step ahead of everybody.
Go position.
Here's the problem. The problem is I won't do it if there's a car behind me. So if there's a car behind me, and now all of a sudden I got to go up a little bit past the spot, and then I got to do this, and that car's thinking, oh, he's not going to park there, so it's getting ready to kind of turn left. I won't do it. When people do it in that situation, I'm like, I got to sit here now for you to back up. Then you got to go forward, back. Not everybody can park like that smoothly. So it's obnoxious. It's not that it's wrong, but just if somebody's behind you, don't do it. If nobody's there, back in
your spot. Backing up. You can wait for me.
All right. Berg?
It's a hard, hard cap, and Travis is 100% right. I will back into every single spot that I possibly can, especially Dodger games or any type of sporting event. You need to be able to get out.
You're the last one out otherwise.
There's no way anybody's going to allow you to back into those.
You just got to keep going.
People just keep going by. You have to be able to use your nose to get in front of somebody. Otherwise, you're never getting out of that parking lot. 100%. It doesn't matter where I am. I back into my parking spot at home. You have to.
100% of the time.
Every time.
Yes.
Without fail, every time.
They're very passionate.
Did Joseph from our Fun and Games team just walk up and take a picture of just Greg? Yeah. Is that for his personal collection or is that for you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, walked up and literally looked at us all, but then took a picture of Greg.
Update,
anyway,
please.
3-point lead. The 13 seed firm at 61-58. 2 minutes and 45 seconds left.
Update.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joseph. Appreciate that.
61-60. Virginia has tightened it up.
Bucket for Virginia.
Okay, so
235.
My friends and I had this debate the other day. So chips and salsa is superior to warm bread and butter when getting out of restaurants.
Absolutely.
You'd rather have chips and salsa than warm bread and butter. Al, Factor Cap.
I'm going to go warm bread and butter. If I got to pick between the two, that's what I'm going with. Chips and salsa, great. I'll have it. I'll probably eat way too much of it before the food even comes out. I'll do the same with the bread and the butter. But if I got to pick between the two, damn it, give me the bread and the butter.
All right, Browse.
Chips and salsa, always. Plus, less carbs that way.
True. Bergie?
It's fact, but if it's garlic bread at a barbecue spot, I think I want the garlic bread over that. So there's a little bit of a caveat there, but it's usually chips and salsa every time.
Trav?
I don't know which one is how was the question
phrased? So the question is phrased as chips and salsa is superior to warm bread and butter.
Cap, I'm with Al because I love them both. They're both very, very good. But here's the difference. If you have a little bread and butter for the table, you eat a little bit before, you have your meal. If you're having a meal, it's got maybe a little sauce on it.
You get a little piece of that bread.
Right, do that with a chip.
Little corner of the plate, you get all that sauce on that piece of bread.
You can go with a chip.
Bang. Not nearly as much. It's almost like a sponge.
You just got to pour the plate on the chip. You just take the bread.
When the guy comes by at the end, he's like, the plate looks like I washed it. It's like it's just perfectly spotless and ready to go.
Do you prefer butter or do you prefer olive oil and vinegar?
I love them both. Give
more bread
the choice,
for the table.
I pick
huh?
the oil and vinegar.
We got some bread for the table, huh?
Yeah.
Update?
3-point lead, Sherman. Timeout, Virginia. 2:33 left.
I don't know if we could have planned this better. That
I'm
being forced
by the way.
To speak more in a time where I choose time. Not want to speak.
No. All you
want
to do is watch.
Yeah, it's fine. It's great. So Amanda.
Sounds like it.
Amanda was telling me a story the other day about a situation with someone on Hinge, but she I have this idea where there is never a situation where ghosting is okay. So you guys know what ghosting is, right? All right, so right. The statement is there is never a situation in which ghosting is okay. Morales, fact or cap?
Cap, you got to ghost sometimes. Sometimes, you know, it's just proper. It's so that they know that they're not a good person.
So by being a bad person, you're letting them know that
I've
they're the bad person.
Mid first date. Be like, hey, I got to go to the restroom. Gone.
Mid?
What?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
We're going to get that later. All right,
wow.
Bert?
You mentioned those details as if you were going to mention like a specific name, too. You're like, no,
100%.
Oh, we missed.
You should go.
Oh, put back.
Person.
Wow.
1-point game, 63-62. 13 seed Furman is up. 2 minutes left.
Right, Bergman, have you answered?
Emily, I'll talk for you. Don't worry about it. it is fact because it is. Oh, no, sorry. It's cap. There are times when it's okay to ghost. If you've already made it well known to them that that this is not working for me and we're not gonna do it, and they continue to text over and over and over again, you can't respond anymore. It just becomes too much at that point, and then you can absolutely ghost at that point.
All right, Trav.
I'm with Greg for basically the exact same reason. You know, I haven't had the relationship ghost because when I was in that world, ghosting didn't really exist. You couldn't really do it that way. But the difference
Pagers.
Is...
It would be standing up somebody.
Standing up somebody or stop returning phone calls or something like that. But Greg is right. There's a point where the other person just wants the drama and the conflict and the constant back and forth. So if I'm just not going to engage, that's when you ghost.
Al?
Not going to ghost them, but there's a way to kind of get your message across without having to completely ignore them. And I get the if they're not getting the point type of thing,
right.
But I think for the most part, people will get the message. Even if you are communicating with them, the way you communicate, how you kind of kill the conversation, I think it's...
At some point, what if they come right back at you? Oh, well, that's not what happened at all, and you said that you were going to do this, and you didn't do that. At some point, you just stop, right?
Then I blow their phone up. Now I'm waiting for them to ghost me.
All right, last one I got for you guys. So Pedro Pascal, who is a actor, he was in the recent series The Last of Us, and he's now in The Mandalorian. He said that he has a secret TikTok that he uses to watch TikToks about him and everything like that. So you should get a burner. Morales, Patrick Cap.
Absolutely. My burner is at Keyshawn. But we know Mason has several burners. Virginia has a 1-point lead over Furman. 120 left.
Big turnover.
Who's got the ball?
I think Virginia does.
Okay.
I think they had a
turnover right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, right off his foot.
It's like a foul to me.
Yeah, Virginia could be going back to the free throw line.
I need you to stop. All right,
Emily is me right now. This used to be in 1995, UCLA, Missouri. Emily is me.
Oh, it's a bad foul.
Okay.
That was a bad foul.
Okay, Berg, yes. What about you? You should get a burner.
Jesus,
oh, wait, do you have one?
I do not have a burner. And Cap, it takes way too much effort to go into a burner. Mason, for some reason, can have 18 of them
and make
it all work. Yeah. But I cannot have a burner. It's too much work. I can barely handle my own. I'm not going to be able to do a burner as well.
Crap.
Yeah, Greg and I are copacetic today on Fact
Cap.
Social media to go into it is an effort for me to begin with. It to go into it with an alter identity seems like a bridge
much.
Way too far. No, I'm not doing that.
Don't worry, my Apple Watch just said, "Hey, calm down.
Yeah.
Your heart rate is not too high."
Is it saying you're too stressed to get
yeah,
to feel it?
Yeah, it's a little bit. Okay.
Whoever's got the ball, they're down by 3.
So Virginia has it.
Alan.
Getting short on the shot clock
they
here.
Do not,
oh, he dribbled it out
of bounds.
They're falling apart.
I think
Furman
is
falling apart.
Seed. Yeah, panic
okay,
mode.
Okay, Al, should you get a burner?
No, I don't think you need a burner. I think we all have people who have created. I had one that was Slee was Pixel Phone. Somebody else had Rookie. Everybody has.
Rookie
like
the
somebody.
Dog.
Somebody has created these. But to actually go through the effort... If I ever log out of anything, I can't remember what to log in. To have a burner account where I have another separate login and password, I'm never getting into it anyways.
I used to have a Finsta. Have you guys heard of those things?
Finsta?
What now?
Finsta is a like a fake Instagram or a phony Instagram, so you can do it to post the things that you wouldn't normally post to your Instagram account. So it's, you know, if we were going out drinking one night, my friends and I would post pictures to it, and it's kind of a funny like inside joke with you and your friends. So I used to have a Finsta. Don't have it anymore.
That's the same as a burner, more or less?
That's similar to a burner, yeah.
You should get a Finsta.
I'm 100%
thinking
about it.
I think you would destroy on Finsta. I think that would be your thing. We're trying to string this out a little bit so we can see if Emily survives.
Meanwhile,
the end of this.
4 seconds left.
Furman
Maryland,
done.
The 8 seed, 1 point lead over the 9 seed West Virginia.
This is what happens when the team that's not supposed to win panics a little bit.
Yeah,
that this was
that they're in the game and then it's like 2-3 turnovers in a row.
Terrible turnover followed by a terrible foul followed by dribbling it out of bounds without getting a shot off. That this is a series of very bad possessions by Furman. But ooh, we missed free throw here. So
college basketball players and free throws.
Furman
and,
got the ball
and they missed over in West Virginia, Maryland.
That doesn't.
Here we go.
You don't hit free
Furman
throws.
Furman down 3, 27.
Drive the ball. Oh, we missed it.
Call they timeout. Call timeout?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call timeout.
Maryland gets the over West Virginia.
It is a final. Maryland, the Terrapins beat West Virginia. They advance.
All right.
By the way, thanks to Iowans, real quick, a SoCal favorite for over 40 years for our Madness updates. When we are back, we'll see how it goes for Emily.
We'll know whether Virginia advances to maybe take on Sleaze Aztecs or whether Emily's going to call it a day the rest of the way. We'll find out.
I'll be on standby for you.
The most famous dinner menu in sports got released yesterday, and not good. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Oh! The tournament tip-off party live from Yamaha. We just watched it. 2 seconds left. The 13 seed Furman with a 1-point lead over producer Emily.
God.
Virginia Hoos, the 4 seed.
Oh, my
and Virginia
God.
What are you recording over there? This guy is like, let me get
what a
right
turnover on the
unbelievable.
Inbound.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Wow. By the way, you were saying foul. That's the right move. Yeah. Trap him. Trap
so
him.
They get him trapped in the corner. You're thinking they're going to foul. They're down 2.
Why are you recording her, the poor lady?
This guy for Virginia just chucks it down the middle of the court.
Yep. Instead of waiting to get fouled.
Intercepted
by
Furman.
Steps in, hits a 3.
3-pointer.
1 pass, 3.
Unbelievable.
Bang. Virginia is down 1 with, what, about 2.5 seconds
yeah,
to go?
Yeah, 2.2.
Holy smokes.
That's why they call it the madness trap.
This guy has 38 angles on Emily right now. What is happening? Look at this.
At ESPN Los Angeles, if you want to see the live reaction of producer Emily.
That is unbelievable. 2.2 left. That is that could not have gone worse for him.
Unbelievable.
67 right now. Timeout.
So here's the thing.
What's crazy is Trav and I this morning, how much did we put on Furman?
Like 10 grand each?
10 grand each.
10 racks
like nothing.
Each.
And Mason has a lot of mythical money on Furman. I know that.
Some more bread for the table.
So 2.4, they put 0.2 seconds back on the clock.
Okay, 2.4.
2.5 seconds is plenty of time to get a good shot.
Okay, but I think
they
in
have
college,
to
if I'm right, you're going full court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're baseline.
You
you're
have
doing
to
baseline.
Throw it at least halfway.
You basically need Christian Laettner.
You need a little Christian Laettner action. But you have time for that play where you catch
you time.
It, drop
and we don't
it to the
have one of those players. Our players can't make shots, which is why we're in this situation.
2.4 is enough time, but that's basically you got to run a perfect
that
play.
That is here. So that was
that's
was
unbelievable.
Why don't they have the tournament like every weekend?
When they have, when
that's
they,
the stupidest play in the history of plays from UVA. What the heck are they doing?
That's a good shot.
Oh,
it is a final.
Furman,
the 13th seed Furman with the update.
What are you gonna do?
And the upset over Virginia, 68-67. They advance in the South region. Producer Emily's 4 seed Virginia. Who's
that was a lot.
Well, Slee,
they go down and they go down hard.
That was a lot right there.
I don't mean to put the cart ahead of the horse, but now if San Diego State could get a win later today, they'll get Furman in the second round.
I'm not going to say that I was already thinking about that with 6 minutes left to go in this game, but I might have already been thinking about that.
Tough
damn,
break,
unbelievable.
You going to be all right?
Nope.
Nope. Sorry.
I blame DeAndre. I blame Steve Mason. I blame everybody.
Blame everybody. I like it.
When do those Taylor Hall songs come out again?
DeAndre, what'd you do, bro? What happened? Why are we?
He said, okay, when they were up by 12, he said that they're fine. This is going to be fine. Okay, they're going to fire Tony Bennett. Get everybody out of there. UVA's done.
By the way, a 12-point. How much time was left when they had that 12-point lead?
Like 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
Yeah.
That's still too much
the first
time.
Half.
Kihei Clark missed that freaking free throw to put them in that situation. And I don't know if it was him. No, it was the other guy that threw it away. Oh
no matter what happens to Furman in the next rounds, we will see them during One Shining Moment on that Monday night. That shot, that play will be part of One Shining Moment.
You know what else will unfortunately be? The kid in the corner throwing that hook shot to center court.
No, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah. That's the play.
Whole
how does that happen? You that just hold on to the ball and you get fouled. I don't understand how this happens.
Well, that's coaching, Emily. That's not going through every scenario before the game actually takes place. You don't have it as it happens. You have to do it before it happens. Therefore, when it happens in the game, you're prepared. You prepare before, not during.
Remember Taylor's question when you said, like, when is the last time you cried about something? Yeah. I definitely am going to cry a little bit.
Did JP Pegasus or Pegusus?
He hit the three.
He hit the shot?
Yeah.
Good shot, kid.
It was good. It was good.
Very, very
well, meanwhile,
good shot.
That is your Madness update. Thanks to our friends at Islands. Great place to watch all the college games. You know what's a great place to watch all the college games?
Islands.
With us right here at the 909 Sports Bar at Yamava Resort and Casino. We're going to be here all day long. Our tournament tip-off watch party till 7 p.m. Mason and Ireland coming at 1 p.m. By the way, what's Mason going to say to Emily during Supercross Talk?
I think there'll be a lack of eye contact.
Yeah, no eye contact.
Just he's going to walk in here, head down. Emily's going to be eyeballing him from the second he walks into the 909 Sports Bar.
And then Sedano and Cap coming up tonight at 4, or today at 4 p.m. So get on out here. Spend the day with us. Party, party, oh party. You know who's partying right now? Furman. What's their mascot?
Purple People Eaters.
Oh, yeah, the Purple People Eaters.
UVA is the biggest chokers in all of history. They lose to a 13 seed. They lost to a 16 seed. Why do I let this happen to me every time?
They won a national championship.
They
won a national championship.
Recently.
They won a national championship.
A national championship.
Real quick, Gavin, do you root for San Diego State, or do you want Al to suffer the same fate that you just had?
I want everybody to suffer.
Fair.
It's the right answer.
I want everybody to suffer. Answer. Nothing else works. Okay, but I also did rescue my friend. My friend yesterday, she texted me. She was like, hey, what should I do for the bracket? And she doesn't have a team in the race. And so she's like, oh, I should put UVA to be the champions. I was like, don't do that. They are not going to get out of the first weekend. They might not get out of the first game.
Damn.
I told her that.
Can I make it worse? They're the second team out.
Yeah, no.
But, if we're breaking it down, like as far as who won the Maryland game?
Maryland. Terrapins. But that's an 8-9 matchup.
I understand.
It's not like a 4 losing to a 13.
But at least West Virginia is the first team out.
So Virginia got 63rd place this year.
Yes.
In the tournament.
Right.
In case you're just joining us, it is a final.
Hey, there was the first four in. Those guys lose or whatever.
That doesn't really count. You have to get
I wish I was more.
It's like the playing tournament.
We didn't do the tournament tip-off party for the first, the first four.
I wish I could be more eloquent right now, but I just don't know what the word is.
It's emotional. What are you going to do?
Okay.
I love how Travis is like, hey, it's fine.
You got 9 hours and 6 minutes, and Taylor Swift drops 4 new songs.
You're helping me out. You're leaning
right?
on the bright side.
Is Taylor Swift your favorite thing in the world?
No, but it's up there.
It's up there.
I like her.
Well, you get a new.
I need that pizza.
Drown yourself in some sauceless pizza. Go really kind of lean into it.
Berg, get in here. We need a pinch hitter. Berg, get in here.
Yeah, where's corporate Greg?
Greg's got to produce the last hour of the show.
He's not even listening. He's over there probably like
Emily, take your headset off. Take your headset off. That was awesome, Slee. That was amazing.
At ESPN Los Angeles, I believe we posted or are streaming live the video.
That was.
If San Diego State didn't have the winner of this matchup next, I would have not cared at all. But for some reason, a chance to go to the Sweet 16, all you got to do is beat, was it Charleston?
Why
and
can't you feel some sympathy for your colleague, your
you're
teammate?
You're right.
I'm selfish. It's not always about you, Alan.
They won a national championship.
Not everything is through the Alan Saliwa prism that one of your colleagues is suffering right now.
Sure. You know, Utah State is a 10 seed. Sure. They're playing Mizzou, the 7th seed. They're keeping it tight. But, if they were to beat Mizzou, a 10-7 upset, that's not like.
It's not like a 13-4.
This is the start of SportsCenter, everything tonight.
How's the Howard and Kansas game going?
Kansas has pulled away.
A 4 is supposed to beat a 13. That's just supposed to happen. So if this one goes, this happens all
Kansas
the time.
Kansas at the
guys,
half.
You know what? It's time for a break.
Is it?
I feel like we're on to something.
You're the producer. Whatever you say goes.
All right, let's do this. Let's go back and talk about another gut punch of a loss. Let's talk about what happened to the Lakers last night in Houston.
Yep.
No AD, what it does to their chances, whether or not – Emily asked a really good question earlier today that the Lakers only have one more back-to-back. If we are in a win or you're out kind of situation in that second back-to-back, do we see Anthony Davis in that one? It's all coming up. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.